بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله النبي الكريم. أما بعد، we have to realize that Allah سبحانه وتعالى is Al-Hakim. He is the most wise, and whatever He does is full of wisdom. We, the creation, with our limited intellect, cannot comprehend His divine wisdom. We today frequently witness events that defy logic at the time, yet as time goes by, we are compelled to admit that what had happened was truly a blessing in disguise. A beautiful incident of Hazrat Shaykh Zunnoon Misri rahmatullah alayhi will help us in realizing the divine order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Zunnoon rahmatullah alayhi mentions, "One day I left my home intending to wash my clothes, when all of a sudden I caught sight of a huge scorpion with the intention of observing the wisdom of Allah. I followed it until it reached the shore of the river Nile. A frog emerged from the water and the scorpion quickly crawled onto its back. The frog then proceeded to swim to the opposite bank with the scorpion on its back. I entered the water and followed them to observe in more detail. Upon reaching the other side of the Nile, the scorpion jumped off the frog's back onto dry land. I also came out from the water treading behind the scorpion until it led me to a place where I saw a young man lying in deep sleep under the shade of a tree who appeared to be intoxicated. I assumed that the scorpion had come from the other side of the river, especially to sting this man, but I could not comprehend the wisdom of Allah Ta'ala behind this act. Suddenly, a poisonous snake appeared out of nowhere and headed for the young man. Just as the snake was about to bite him, the scorpion sprang and, clinging to the snake's head, stung it until it dropped dead on the ground. After accomplishing this task, ordained by Allah Ta'ala, the scorpion left the scene and headed back towards the water, where the frog was waiting to carry it back to the other side of the Nile. At this point, Hazrat Shaykh Zunnoon Misri rahmatullah alayhi recited a few couplets: Ya raqidan wal jaleelu yahfaduhu min kulli su'in yakunu fi al-zulami kayfa tanamu al-uyun an malikin ta'tika minhu fawaidun ni'ami. O the sleeping one, while the great almighty Allah is protecting you from evil that happens in the dark, how can your eyes become negligent from a king from whom you are receiving the benefits of so many blessings? The young man awoke upon hearing these couplets. Shaykh Zunnoon Misri rahmatullah alayhi informed him what had occurred, and he immediately repented to Allah. Without observing the full series of these events, which human could have comprehended what Allah Ta'ala was doing? So let us therefore view every incident and event on this earth, including the coronavirus, with this in mind, that Allah Ta'ala is Al-Hakim and He is also Al-Hakim. Instead of wasting time in discussing the details of this tragedy, let us contemplate over the power of Allah and remember the inevitable death and reckoning before Allah. Let us repent sincerely, turn over a new leaf, and make the most of our lives before anything harmful strikes us due to our wrongdoings. May Allah Ta'ala keep us in His hifazat. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.